Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it. But it's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's.
But the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What?
Not all negative, but as a God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes. I know.
And I run it.
I'm trying to be
That's
more.
That's why I appreciate the Gigs album, because it's not just.
Yeah.
It's a range of things.
When's the last time you listened to the album? Be honest. It's rubbish.
Not recently, but yeah. I appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Big Bad.
It's not just rap, innit?
Mm-hmm.
What's that tune on that?
No,
no,
not that.
It was on the top.
In terms of what is on that album, it's not just rap. So it's like there's bare different things on there, bruv. Yeah. It's a rapper, but there's a lot of different sounds. Few like Labyrinth is on it. How do you pronounce that?
That one is cold.
Remember when I was cold.
I said I'm with this white girl in the visa and a guy down in the nature. He said we could talk about it. We could talk about it. It's my sports.
It's hard, I'm telling you. See, if you just chill and listen, you'll enjoy it differently, fam.
I just don't know.
But yeah,
man.
One thing it's mad because I know what I say some weeks contradicts another week.
It's fine to contradict yourself. Need to understand is man is on camera, man is on SoundCloud. When you're wrong in your house, only two people see it, innit? There's a couple thousand. You gotta say it. That's all that happens.
I mean, like drill music. Like, I don't want the violence, but with what I saw from a rapper, that we all know who it is. He's rushing it. Man got robbed. Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
No,
but
never happy.
But how do you get robbed and beat up in hospital? You got banded on your finger, and your move is to make a diss track. Like, I don't get it.
I actually don't know.
I don't get it. Like, this
fam,
isn't...
I actually don't know.
It's just
But at the same time, I want that. I would rather that. Not because...
Nah, do you know what I would rather? I would rather what's going on in Cov right now, bruv.
Yes, what's going on in what?
The boxing matches, bruv. These niggas got full on headgear and gloves, man.
When they're getting it on.
Do you know what they're doing? Do you know what they're doing? They're doing a com versus a com. Accommodation versus accommodation.
Oh, my God.
Square down. Niggas is in Coventry Uni.
Niggas ain't like beefing.
You in Coventry?
Yeah.
Proud, look at him. So
happy. Niggas ain't beefing.
They're doing single halls versus Godiva and that. I'm thinking, But you know what's mad? Like someone said, you know, like a real boxing match, cool. Like someone's supposed to lose is sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The difference with hood boxing is that you don't want to get snuffed in front of girls.
Because
girls scream the entire fight.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
We're going to kill him!
I imagine you're losing a fight and that's what you're hearing your girl say.
You're going to kill him! Stop! Stop it! His head gets loose. He's got sickle cell. Stop it! Don't be like, you've lost already, man.
Yeah, like your girl will really put you off. You're getting snuffed in front of your girl. Like it's not sportsman.
They are scrapping.
It's funny.
That was so scrappy, but scatty.
I've probably ain't seen it, man.
Nah, there's no technique.
They're pulling up. They're having entrance music. Yeah. They're coming out. They're walking from halls to the venue.
Yeah. Wait, what? So is it in like a gym and everything?
No, outside. Oh, in a circle of men.
Remember Tennyson's where we had that boxing ring, but we had that
square.
Around the back, round back shot.
What? Oh,
just a big open.
That's all things in that square.
There's no ropes.
Your brother's a legend.
There's no ropes, bruv. There's no ropes.
Your brother is a fucking cheat. That is the funniest shit I've seen in my fucking life. His brother took on two people, fam. And he came out on top, bro. By the end of it was... he was stamping both of them.
I was so vexed, because there was like three sets of twins in my brother's and he scuffed pretty much all of them. And it was like, there was one, that time I was in music class, innit? I was in a music class and Shane ran upstairs like, oh, Fred, your brother just snuffed the twins. I'm thinking, huh?
What's going on?
Ran down, you know where the music class is? It's at the top. It's on the fourth floor, bruv.
You have to come down.
You know when you have running
to jump some as well.
Someone's in the way. Jump.
You have to jump. But you know what's so mad about that?
Yeah. How did it even, like, I'm thinking what's mad about life. Like,
what?
You look back and you're like, how did we even allow that to happen?
What?
Like, it was 2-on-1. Everyone just watched it.
You know, sometimes.
That could have been a bloodbath.
Sometimes, like, not beef, but a fight has been building up for so long. Eventually, you say, oh, just let them
just
fight.
Just let them
bro.
Go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Don't
let
them fight. They'll fight another day in it. Like, they're just bare of them. Like,
I get it, but it's like, fam, there was 2-on-1. Like, obviously, your brother's going to be on the fight. Nah, man, we'll take on both of you. And his brother's a shaker, innit? They're guys that are angry.
I'm so vexed.
Like, super saying, eyes turning blue and that. So, fam, he's one of them ones. They had him. Oh, they had him.
I was pissed off at his friends. I was thinking, so you lot just stood there while he was 2-on-1.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're coming to get me. No, because if I was there, I'm scuffing as well, man. It's 2-on-2.
Didn't let it happen.
It's 2-on-2,
grabbed
bro.
Him. It was 3 bangs at one point. It was 3.
But that's what it was really like. Like, it was you fight, and the next day, you're in the same class. It's nothing. You got your scuff out of the way. That's ends as well. There's been bare scuffs on ends. You fight. Yeah. And the next
and then
day,
after that, it's fine.
We all live here, bruv.
That's the same.
I'm just, it's spinning. Like, what happened to him happened. Like, you've been publicly humiliated. I'm not saying ride out and kill. Yeah. But a diss track, you might as well just stay silent, brother. Because
I get what you're saying on that.
Especially
if
the diss track is shit. Like, diss tracks ain't even levels these days. Like,
it needs to be a hit.
That's the only way for a diss track to be good now.
Yeah, it needs to be a hit.
The thing is, if you think of, like, beefs, like rap beefs, you got Chip and Young, and probably one of the most recent. It was purely music, innit?
That was sick.
That was
that's
cold.
That's
that was,
cool.
That was
so now, what does Rush expect the ops to do now?
Make another tune.
Oh, fuck that.
Fam, he's trying to power the game, fam.
Drill diss tracks are just trash. Like,
it's all about the same thing.
I don't know whether it's true or not, but it's all about, we did this to you, go back your brethren, go blah, 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 blah. That's all it is about when you think about
it.
As
well is that they're just mad sneaky. Like, it's mad sneaky. Like, it's insane, bruv.
It's insane.
It's mad.
What do you mean they're mad sneaky?
Like, they were boys, nah?
Yeah, we heard.
It's mad.
And one day, and that's the dumb thing, because even we'll get onto 6ix9ine, because I've got a conspiracy theory behind it, boy.
Mm.
Like, I thought this a long time ago, and I thought, nah. But now I really think it. So fuck this Rush thing. Let's go on to 6ix9ine.
No, wait. I'm not done
with
Rush.
I'm not done with Rush.
My thing is, this is what I'm saying. We're getting old. Mm. Because we tend to think, oh my God, and they're snaking each other these days? I've been snaked in my days, bruv. Snaking happens all the time.
We're not saying these days.
Snakes, Rush and robbed.
No, we're not saying these days. It's not these days.
It's been going on.
Yeah. Like, it's nothing new. Yeah. Like, that's nothing to do with age. We've been saying the same shit. Like, it's mad. They're snaking each other like this still.
Mm.
It's not even like now. It's like still. They're still snake. Like, people seen enough movies of my man gets snaked and then it doesn't end up well for you, bruv.
Yeah,
you're still snaking people.
Yeah, yeah. Make a track, fam. Don't get involved in that. Russ, make a track.
Because it's the same. It's the same flow. It's nothing. Nothing interesting gets said on these diss tracks.
I hear you.
That makes
something
you say,
interesting
ooh.
Does get said. Like, then we're happy.
Like, what can possibly be said?
Just back and legs. Something like that, man.
Unlimited legs. Olympic running.
10 toes. Yeah.
What's man going to say? Like, it's not interesting. Like,
I'm scared of these.
Olympic chingings.
I'm scared. I'll tell you for free. I'm scared of you lot, man. You lot don't fear death enough.
Yeah, that's scary.
Fair. I feared death when I was younger. When people were just getting stabbed, I was thinking, rah, this could be me. No way am I. Because remember back then, I don't know if it's like this now, yeah? But I remember there was a point like, if your mom said, go to Peckham, you was like, what?
Nah, I wasn't going.
I'm not going to fucking Peckham. People are getting moved to like bystander. You're getting moved to
I'm sitting in the driver's seat on the bus. Fuck that.
The one behind the driver, in it.
What?
I'm not going there. Are you mad? Brixton was all right, maybe a bit because we went school near there, but man, don't go in there.
I knew more people from Brixton.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So I felt like, okay, I could be like, oh, I know my man, and maybe I might cut through.
And I'm not saying, oh, these kids can just roam around anywhere, but with gentrification, you can go Brixton High Road and feel like you're all right.
Sometimes
even like,
that, oh, I know him, Lowham doesn't even work, bruv.
It doesn't sometimes.
You know your guy somewhere with your boy and he's from there.
Yeah.
And someone saying, oh, who's that? You say, oh, that's my boy, Lowham. He doesn't allow you. You're thinking, bruv, he said Lowham, bruv.
Yeah.
You're not Lowham me, bruv. Lowham me, man.
Sometimes you're thinking, fam, listen to him, bruv. I'm his friend, bruv. I just wanted to stay music. Fuck it, you've been robbed. It happens to musicians, bro. They say that rappers, being a rapper is the most dangerous job in the world.
Yeah, yeah, man, like, keep it pushing.
Just make your music. Like at the end of the day, this is a smart move for him.
It is.
Obviously, I don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but that's a smart move. Make a diss track. They make money on road, or maybe some of them make music as well, but you are making money.
They're not even the streets is getting onto him. It's like, it's white boys from Cambridge. I think it was Austin Darbo that said it the other week? Is that his name? The guy that moved from Spotify
to
Apple. I think he tweeted the other day, like he was looking at the comments and he was like, oh, that's a violation, you can't have it. Looked into the person that said it, it was this white youth from God knows, innit? And when you think about it, those are the consumers of the thing, innit? So they're the ones fueling it more so than anything. When you see that comment, oh no, that's a violation. Hundreds of people saying, oh, you're getting violated. You have to ride out.
Does this person even matter, bruv? Have you even looked?
You know, they're safe at home, just chilling.
Chilling. Just watching it. Yes, ma'am.
They got alarm systems,
you know? Safer than safe. Trust fund safe.
Trust.
You know?
Trust fund.
These little niggas, they
got a house with VR and space.
Just make your music, man. Fuck your diss tracks. Just make your music.
Yeah.
Get out of what you're trying to get out of, man. Mm. Doing all this foolishness. And
so, your 6ix9ine theory.
6ix9ine conspiracy,
God.
Yeah.
God.
Good man. Intro.
Yeah, let's crack a bottle, cuz.
All right. crack a bottle. That is Baby Show. My name is Temi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
And we got a fucking shooter in the house, y'all. Ooh. Last time I saw him, he ain't missed shit. Ooh. Last time I saw bodies everywhere, nigga. Bodies on bodies on bodies, nigga.
He show Brooklyn.
Nigga, you tired of your videographer missing shots?
He show Brooklyn.
Shots and nigga, come to VP.
He show Brooklyn.
He'll get it done for you. It's my nigga VP in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo.
And we are fucking here by ourselves, nigga. Oh shit, should we plug? Should we plug what we got on our wrist?
100% plug.
Yeah, we need to fucking plug what we got on our wrist because this is some big moves right now. We got, I'm going to say this is fucking sponsored by Vite, all right? Vite, all right? You see me with my two watches on, nigga.
Two-tone.
You know what I'm thinking? Nigga, a two-time Timmy, nigga. That's what they call me now. No, but honestly, Vite watches, shout them out. It's a black-owned brand. I believe it's 25% of the proceeds are going to people having school uniform in, is it Africa?
Brap.
So I might be getting this wrong, but literally, they're giving back to the community. Black-owned brand watches. Sometimes man can't be on Rolex, Apple, audit. Sometimes man needs to support man's own, and this is big. I ain't never seen someone say, I have a watch brand, and these are the things man needs to be hearing. Remember when we had the poem from Kwame saying, what about this car being Jamaican? These are things we don't aspire to actually have. We're just used to drive Germans, blah, black blah, 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 blah. So man's got a black watch with the black face and the rose gold. And I'm telling y'all, I am Walt Disney.
No, it tells the time, nigga.
And it's smooth as well. So we got a code for you guys.
Bust it down, dear, for me.
Yeah, bust it, dear. A bust down BT, nigga. That's what I feel like. So we got a code which is 90s baby. Let me make sure I get this right. Just
90s baby show 10.
90s baby show 10 in capitals. Use that right now. Go visit vite.co.uk. And go grab some watches. Let's support black owned. But it's nice as well. I like it. So that's what we're on right now.
Yeah.
Would you call watches jewelry?
Sometimes it's in different categories.
It's not in the same category. Like you have jewelry, then you have watches.
Accessory then.
you'd call it what? Yeah, I
guess
so.
I feel like it's just
an accessory.
You got that
bracelet,
accessory. So is that not an accessory?
That's
jewelry?
That's jewelry.
Yeah,
but jewelries are accessories. Like,
yeah, and watches accessory as well.
Yeah,
so it's jewelry.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
Someone was beefing me the other day. I said I don't wear jewelry. He said that's a watch. I said.
Well,
what do you want me to say?
Anyway, but yeah, quick question before I get onto my conspiracy theory.
Yeah, let's go.
So I was looking into some things.
Yes. Yeah.
How much debt? Yeah, because this is obviously something I said I'm more interested in. How much debt do you think Nigeria are in as a percent in a percentage? Does that make sense?
As a percentage?
Percentage of what? Like,
I don't know, because when I was...
How much money... That doesn't... Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, I can say a figure.
Okay. Yeah.
Lowest in so 100 is the country that is in the most debt.
Oh.
100%. They're
oh, the, like the percentile.
Yeah, they're
okay,
the most
cool.
owing country in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do you... What percent do you think Nigeria are?
Oh, I reckon Africa in general is going to be in the top...
Nah, I reckon 50%.
Just Nigeria, 50%.
Yeah,
Nigeria's aim was to have 40% debt in 2015.
Okay.
Their percentage is...
Drum roll,
18.6. Yeah, I thought it would be low.
You see, when That's they cold. Talk about us, yeah, we're not as bad as they say. You know?
No, it's just because the never. Money... The debt is different to the having money, bruv.
Yeah.
Because America's in debt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they owe China... Peas, bro.
Yeah.
I can't remember who was talking about
but
it, but
it's
they
part
were like,
of the picture.
So, do you think they have someone like a PA, like, hello, Trump? We haven't had the direct debit. We haven't received the one.
I don't
one
understand
trillion.
How this shit
Is there
works.
Any reason
bro.
Why?
I don't understand how
I
it works.
I don't know how. I would never allow myself to be in debt.
that
I really owe. Okay, cool, student loan, but I don't really owe
that. Yeah. I know what you mean.
They'll also
I don't
be
really
like,
owe
you
that.
Aren't really paying us, so we're just not going to take the money off. You know, they
like,
do that
really
weird
really
shit.
Owe them.
Man, we'll look at his statement since 5 years ago.
I wouldn't allow my personal self to be in debt. So if I was running a thing, I wouldn't allow my personal country to also be like, I just wouldn't allow it. So I feel like it's a different
it's
flavor
a different,
this week. It's
yeah.
a lot lighter, but.
Yeah, shout out Petrelli Potions. That one's going to kick.
So what was I saying? So like, yeah, I'm going to just tell you the top 11 nations. Mm-hmm. Kazakhstan, 21%.
Mm-hmm.
Algeria, 20%. UAE, 19.3%. Nigeria, 18.6%. Kuwait, 18.6%. Russia, 17%. Botswana, 13%.
These are the lower ones.
Yeah.
These are the,
right.
these the, are top. The top 11. So the yeah. lowest.
Mm-hmm.
My debt.
They're owing
right.
the lowest amount of,
yeah.
they're in the lowest percentage of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Botswana 13, Saudi Arabia 12, Estonia 9.5.
Who did they owe?
I don't know.
Who has that money?
I don't know how to pronounce this one. Brunei 3%, Hong Kong 0.1.
Yeah.
Jesus, ooh, them Hong niggas debt free.
Bruv.
Now they're trying to clear
oh
it. 0.1.
Bruv.
I don't even like
I
that.
Need to do more research into what's going on out there, but they're fighting for their freedom right now.
Who, Hong Kong?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because it sounded like basically you see how, like, the rest of China and stuff, they got, like, mad censorship and stuff like that.
Mm.
Hong Kong was
they
one
even
of
got
those
the same
places
Google.
That wasn't like that. Like, they had a bit more freedom, innit?
Yeah.
And, like, they've basically been given a taste of that free world, and now they're trying to make it more like China.
Censored. Interesting.
You know, at one World Cup, give a fan take one of the away. Asian countries hired actors as their fans.
Yeah, I think it was North Korea.
Was it North Korea?
North
like
Korea,
fans
they're not.
Were actors.
Yeah,
the
they're not. They're not allowed.
Actors.
North Korea is like censored.
Is that Kim Jong?
Yeah,
Jung's
Kim
Jong
Un. Yeah, that is censored.
He's hard.
Hey, fam.
Best said he's hard.
Best said Kim Jong Un when I'm in the machine.
Because Kim Jong Un with the muscle is still in my jeans.
When I went to sleep,
the
I was still in
like,
my jeans.
The way that, like, how can you live a life which is actually censored? But then again,
it's mad. But
do we have too much freedom with our shit? Because men are just done with our shit. Do you get what I'm saying?
The thing is, God gave us free will, so...
Who are you
for
to
someone
take
else
away?
To take it away from, man.
But look at us. We're eating ass. We're having sex expeditiously. Bam. We're doing madness.
Indonesia are looking to cut out sex as well, you know, for non-married couples.
What do you mean?
Indonesia, you know where Bali is?
Yeah, I know Indonesia is. I'm saying
he wanted to express that he knew.
Yeah, I know. Well done.
Just because most people go Indonesia for Bali, innit? Like,
okay, yeah, so but I'm like, saying, why do they want to stop people in real life having sex? Or is this like on YouTube? And I mean, not YouTube, sorry, YouPorn. What?
I'm about to give you the helmet.
For what, bruv? You need to explain. What you're saying, fam.
Ask me to explain. Keep talking.
You said they're trying to cut out sex.
Yeah.
I'm saying, is this online or are they saying in real life they're going to stop people that aren't married from having sex, bruv?
So you feel... He's trying it.
How am I trying it?
Where else is it going to be?
What?
Man said
we were just talking about censorship.
Can man just boycott sex on YouTube? What the fuck?
No, we were just talking about censorship online. China can't go on Google to do
certain
things.
Oh, so you're talking about porn?
I'm talking about porn, bruv. Like, what? Latin shit. Oh my God. So what else am I talking about?
Do you watch Indonesian porn?
No.
Listen, I need that Indo, baby.
I might watch a bit Asian, you get me, fam?
I need that in though.
In real life.
No, but are they trying to stop people from, like, as in, like, that's mad.
It's crazy.
So the police are what coming to the door.
Dubai and that, it's already a thing, innit, where you shouldn't really be cheating if you're not married and
shit
like that. You don't live with your partner and shit like that. So
that shit's
serious. They're looking to impose.
Boy.
But yeah, like, does man feel like man should, like, do we feel like having free will is been a bit of a double-edged sword? Do you get what I'm saying? Where are we taking it? Because look, they censor their Google and they have a total different search engine and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, with having all of this shit at our fucking fingertips, I think we've gone a bit mad.
What's your favorite Ten Commandment then? Because I think that was the first set of rules.
Thou shalt not kill.
No.
Don't kill me, please. Yeah. I've got shit
them
to
ones
do.
There. All of that.
I think it's that envy one. You shouldn't look at your neighbour and envy his goods and shit.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I do like thou shalt not, like, it's something like disrespect. Ah, shit. I'm sounding like a pagan right now. Man, never been church or something. I like that one about parents.
Yeah,
I like the envy one still.
It's been a while.
What's the seven deadly sins again? Like, so that, like, I don't know, man. I feel like, sometimes when we see somebody restricting something, we tell why you love people.
You got bear fire on show, bro.
Bear fire?
Little daddy.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry. So that's a bear fire. Then you're there giggling.
The camera,
are you?
Isn't it?
What's wrong with you?
Man, I looked at the camera, I was thinking, what am I seeing?
Man's
bear
balls
fire
is next. Scrotum is next, bro. Sometimes we see people restricting stuff and we think, oh, but we're allowed to do that, so they should be allowed to do it too. Or we're allowed everything.
The man is thinking,
but we've gone mad, bruv.
You have to understand why people like Kim are on that.
I said Kim like he's his boy. I said like K. You know how K is.
He's imposed this law, innit? These rules. You have to ask, man, why do you not want them to have the freedom that man's entitled
obviously
to?
It's to do with omitting information. You don't want people to know stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I remember there was something in, there was one guy speaking in, is it South Africa or somewhere in Nigeria? It was one African country. I can't remember where it is. But he was like, they were kind of talking about like homosexuality and that, oh yeah, you should allow this. And he was like, that's what you guys do. We're not against it, but here we don't do that. So we're not going to be telling people they can do this because we don't want that here.
Yeah.
Somebody in England is saying, no, you should allow everyone to do something, and then they're not minding their business. They're like, no, we don't want to do that. Mm. So sometimes we're thinking, oh, we're free. But fam, are we really? Do you get what I'm saying? We're just doing everything we want. This is chaos. This is anarchy over here. Yeah. We're mad on the internet. Maybe they're not. And maybe that's actually safer.
It could be, yeah.
Free will has made us do mad things, you know?
It has. It really has,
I don't
fam.
Think so. I think the law's made us do mad things.
Nah, fam. It's
like
the free
how?
Will,
fam. It's only because something's illegal, it's seen as bad. Drugs.
And that's society telling us that.
Exactly.
When they sell drugs.
There's guns are legal in America. And they've got free will. They're doing mad things.
They're doing
guns,
mad
bruv.
Things. Yeah. Madnesses.
Like, that is not the law. It's not illegal.
Do you know what's so mad about the law? Like, even you can bend the law. Like, because this is just like, you know, you got regulations. Like, for example, you can have 2% real pork inside a sausage. And
you're allowed to call it a pork sausage. Yeah.
This is what I learned in America. They're allowed to put any drug up there and claim it does anything. As long as it doesn't harm you, you're allowed to say it does it. So you're allowed to say, oh, this will cure your headaches. And as long as it doesn't harm you, it can knock your head.
And what is it, like a placebo? As long as you get told it's going to do this.
Yeah, I can say it does anything. If it doesn't work, you can't take it down from the shelf unless it's harming people.
Yeah.
It's madness.
The maddest thing with America is, what's legal in one state isn't legal in another. It's mad. The whole of the UK, no guns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One state to the next, it's a different law.
Yeah.
It's a different time. It's crazy, like, bro, can we have one thing across the land, cuz?
What?
Or can we have one thing? Like,
they just got bare countries.
All of this nuclear, these nukes, these guns, these Tony Stark Industries.
Stark Enterprise.
Yeah. Man, I have to delete all of that, cuz, because we ain't really got superheroes like we see on TV.
That's what was called. I think it was Schultz from Brilliant Idiots. He was talking about how America's in mad debt to China, but they move like, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
They're still the top dog because they got the guns and shit, bro.
Military debt is a magazine, cuz.
Yeah, it's different.
It's not.
Men have borrowed whaps from years ago.
There's only a percentage of people who are so for that shit. Oh, we need to protect the country. It's like, brother, can't we just live on this one world together? Like,
Pangaea.
Hasn't never been an alien invasion.
Pangaea.
You know what I'm saying? But they're always prepared for an alien invasion.
Yeah,
always. All the films, Rav. All the films.
Okay, pull up these aliens. Them. Send a missile. Let's see what happens.
I feel like that's why I feel Area 51's real, fam.
Nah, I feel like...
Because, bro...
Man didn't even got to 6ix9ine yet. Man went straight to alien invasion. Area 59, bro.
It's real, fam, because... They must know shit we don't know, bruv. They're not preparing for aliens and shit if they ain't got an alien, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Like, nobody's there.
What are you saying? There's an alien there just singing like 6ix9ine.
I'm like, yeah.
He's like, so your honor. alien just so say it. So Trump.
Bruv, I'm telling you, my man is coming.
Alien was a part of the 9 Trey gang.
Hey, fam, I won't be surprised if he starts saying that now, you know.
Fucking hell. Man, making memes. This nigga's losing his freedom.
Fam, he's not.
That's what I'm saying. The internet's mad.
He's not losing his freedom. He's taking everybody else's.
No, I hear you.
6ix9ine is a fed.
That's your theory. Fam.
He's a fed.
Fam.
He's a fed.
I'm not even going to. It's not far-fetched at all.
Jason, remember what I was talking about with Uncle Luke last week or 2 weeks ago? Where they wanted to shut down hip-hop. They see hip-hop is gross in a magazine. They sent this nigga, they sent him in, infiltrate. And destroy from the inside.
Infiltrate.
What? Man's trying to bring down Cardi B, Jim Jones, the blood gang.
Wait, hold on. Is the Jim Jones and Cardi B one real? I thought that was just back.
Real, bruv.
Is it?
Right, you not heard the audio?
No, I didn't see that part of the audio. They hear that part of the audio still.
The transcripts are all there as well. I don't know who the guy is that's putting all the transcripts on Twitter, but he is detailing.
Someone's in that courtroom he's on got memos.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Record. I really thought, this is what made me think, not even that I could be right, but this could really be happening because, you couldn't walk into a police station and acquire someone's, someone's statement,
transcripts
just like that. You can't walk in and say, can you give me Jake Willenall? No, that's a real person. Can you give me...
just use him, fucking Jake.
Can you give me Jake Johnson's confession?
Yeah.
Just walk into Kenneton Police
Station. No, but what? Who's got that, though? What are you...
Do you know what? No, this is what I'm saying. Like, how are these people getting the information from 6ix9ine in the court onto the internet?
Oh, no,
minutes?
But this is the thing. In America, you can. Unless it's like a closed thing.
It is closed because they're not even letting the media in there.
Bruv, so how are we getting all of
how
this?
How are we getting this?
The police want you to... You know when they want gang violence?
Yeah, this is mad.
This is mad.
Like, even in the UK, I've seen people's statements be released. I'm thinking they want them to know that this person said this so they can kill him and his gang. They want this shit to happen.
Because I was like, this ain't safe. Like, what are they going to say? That, we got a CI. Like, a confidential
informant. And this is my confidential informant.
And how are you going to put him on witness protection? Are you going to change his hair and cut it?
Just die cannot hide 6ix9ine.
You can't even with the tats.
How are you gonna you have to get rid of his tats on his face.
Yeah,
you it's have to enough. Do so it's much to hide this guy.
We'll find him. We'll know. But no safe house. No nothing.
They know.
We'll
they want. They're fueling this violence. Mm. What?
They are.
Across
it's
the
mad.
World, bro.
Because if we knew, he was snitching because it was said he's taken the plea deal.
Yeah.
When you know somebody snitching is like, cool. But when you hear them snitching.
Oh, it's horrible.
Do you know what? Because cool, the information is on the internet, but the internet is not in the room.
Yeah.
Of course, there's people in the room that can come outside and tweet it. Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about.
This one's live.
Where nothing's credible to me because cool. Someone like you can just walk in the room, come out and say, oh, yeah, he said Jim Jones, but he also said Jay-Z too.
Yeah.
You can come out of that courtroom and say
anything. But the only thing is, there's audio as well being released.
There is. But you see, the audio is, it's not, the audio I've heard is from phone calls, tapped.
I've heard them ones as well.
Hello, doctor.
One where he was actually speaking.
Is that allowed to happen? I've only heard the one where he's speaking.
Is that allowed to happen?
I don't know. It's happened, fam.
It's happening.
I don't get it.
It's actually
because
happening.
If it can happen on this case, we should have it for every case in the world.
Do you know what's so weird? I feel like it's allowed, but it's not usually as it's going on.
It was clear. It was like he was speaking into a mic, bro.
If you're to do jury duty, you can't come home and talk about the
case. Yeah, you're not even allowed to talk about it. It's mad.
So what's going on?
Yeah.
The jury can't talk about it, but we can get it from the courtroom to the internet within minutes.
Yeah, no, but the reason for that is that the jury isn't supposed to be swayed by anything else outside. So us having this discussion might sway my thoughts on what I've just heard, innit?
I might
have thought of it in one way when I heard it in court, but I've come out, told you guys, you lot have done. But they don't care if we are having the discussion innit? We're not going to affect the
When the
decision.
Jury come out of the courtroom, where do they go?
They go to the hotel room. No. In America, for these high profile cases, they're not allowed to go home.
Say the case stretches for 9 months.
They'll stay in the thing.
For 9 months?
Yeah. Mad. They'll be in the thing. Oh, for the OJ home, case, bro. I think it was like that. Like, they weren't allowed to go home.
He did it, man.
He did it, bro. I want to go home, fam.
Can we
all just agree, please? Like, that's what must happen at some point. Fam. Someone's fate must be decided. I've been here for 3 months, fam.
I've done jury duty twice, innit?
And oh, you are a lucky motherfucker.
I loved it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I'll do it again today.
Take me off work. Take me out. Send me that letter.
On the second time, it was a split room, innit? But like we've never had like a debate. I've never had a debate that goes like a whole day or 2 days. Because sometimes in those big cases, you know there's one motherfucker in there like, no, bruv, he's not, he didn't do it. And everybody else is like, he did, bruv. Yes. He's like, no, bruv. He didn't do it, bruv.
Honestly, I think 6ix9ine is a fed. He's been sent in to do off hip-hop rap. Yeah,
that was one of Nipsey's last lines in his last bar, innit? When he was, I can't remember the song that he was on, but he was talking about, how could we not think he's not going to snitch, like, He's an industry plant, basically.
He is, basically.
But
bro.
You, man, were all there like Fifi.
Hey,
dumb,
dumb. The music slaps.
No, it doesn't.
No. You know you have your own opinion.
You, man, like Pop Smoke and that.
Exactly, fam.
You,
so the if I like it, slap. I like it, innit? But I'm just saying, I can't fuck with him, bro.
It's you, damn.
You didn't think that nigga was going to snitch.
It's hard. It slaps. I never thought
he was about the life. Yeah. That's the thing. I thought this whole thing was a front. It was a stunt. I never even knew he was this close enough to snitch. I never thought the real ones would let somebody hear about it,
but the real ones just wanted to make money, and they took the opportunity. It's an opportunity.
I get it.
Do you know what burnt? Yeah, when I was listening to the recording, a man said, where Mel Murder's here or something like that, and he said, "Oh, what's Mel Murder wearing?" This guy said, "A red Cincinnati's hat." I was like, oh, this nigga snitching. He said the fucking team,
you know what?
Of the cap.
He does not sound, you know, if you was in the gang, you would be scared to snitch. You'd snitch, but you'd be scared to snitch.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound scared to snitch. Not at all. He knows that once he's done snitching, it's cool.
He's all right, he'll be fine. But
we're not getting him.
This is the thing, Obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of everything, but cool. My man's been kidnapped. He's been extorted. He's had man probably put guns in his face. He's been forced to do whatever.
This guy was kidnapped and let go the same day.
Yeah.
He just went for a long drive. Right. He didn't get kidnapped, man. Like,
he went for an interview with Angie Martinez the next day.
Yeah.
And then Charlemagne.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. What's really going on?
But let's say if it is real, he's wrong for snitching? As in, like, let's say if he's wrong for
snitching. He's wrong for snitching. I don't give a fuck, yeah? Once you're in it, you're in it. You don't snitch, bruv.
But is he in it out of choice?
Bruv, he is. Because he chose to be part of it so that he can get this level of fame and success that he got in it. Once you sign up for that, fuck off, bruv. You're not snitching.
I feel like only in the streets we say, you're not allowed to change your mind.
Nah.
Because I saw Papoose say something the other day. The mob have this snitching business.
The police,
have
everybody.
This no snitching
that
business.
Is true.
Everybody.
Police do look after police. Still.
Everyone
has it. It's police not just niggas. Police. But the only thing is, we're so strung up on the no snitching, we're more strung up on that than not killing each other.
Yes.
And what spins me more is that
I'll be like, if I kill you, don't say nothing.
We're so much more ready to kill each other because we know we'd probably get less time for killing ourselves than someone from another race or
very true. Like I was even thinking like the other day, I was like, I've realized I'm working class and a middle class white guy is walking through a block. He's less likely to get approached just because they see him as he's going to snitch. I'm more likely to get approached because I'm probably not going to snitch or I'm going to know the repercussions.
I'm not going to press charges at least. Like,
I'll press it, fam. I'm afraid to press it, fam. I don't give a fuck, fam. I pay tax, fam.
Press it.
I've been in this situation and I didn't snitch.
You must have felt dumb paying tax.
No, I'm fine with it. But that, like, when I'm seeing what 6ix9ine is doing.
He said he rid out that night.
I didn't do nothing. I was at work and they arrested me, bruv.
Damn.
But I knew who did
it. At work?
It.
You went out and cussed?
No. So basically...
Oh, your manager will respect you differently, though. Nah, you might get the sack.
Hey, don't worry. Don't worry about it. I'll be back in the morning, fam. Trust me.
Hey, Keisha, don't touch my laptop, Keisha. Hey. I know you'll be touching my laptop.
Don't tell the director, you know. Don't tell the director.
That's a shooter.
I knew who did it. It was a situation where it was in one of my cars that my brother got in it.
Yeah.
And he did something... The youth did sign in the car.
Yeah.
And obviously, they've left the car, innit? They've blew out, left the car.
Mm.
So obviously, to get the car back, I've had to go and get it.
Yeah.
I've got there. They're just saying, oh, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, we just saw the car, like, da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. I was like, all right, cool. Went there. No clue I was getting arrested, bro.
Yeah.
Got to the station. They were like, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm here to pick up the car.
Gotcha, nigga. Yeah. I knew this was going to work.
Stupid nigga.
There's no choice, bro. Like, you want your car or not, I'm not just going to leave the car, bro.
Fuck that car.
VP's here to get the car. Yep, take him out now.
Take him out. Fam, she get went for back time. Room. I was thinking, what's taking her so long, bruv? Because I've done it before.
You always know signs up when people are taking time.
Taking ages. Fam, I full on had work the next morning. That's what's so mad as well. And this is at like 11 p.m. And I've got work the next morning. I'm thinking, oh, fuck, I just want to get this and go home. I'm tired. Got there now. Fam, she takes time, comes back and is like, oh yeah, we're gonna have to arrest you because
arrest?
I'm fraying up.
I said, what? Alright, cool, innit? Didn't put me in custody. I'm already at the station.
The room's over there on your right.
They start taking the string out of your trousers. Like,
I was fuming.
Snitch, man.
I wanted to so badly.
It's not fair. When it's just you, it's not fair. Because you know what, yeah? I told man, you can be in detention with all your bridges, but you go home to your parents and have to explain shit. Snitch, fam. You're not the same cultural background.
Badly.
Fam, listen, I remember one time man got arrested, right? Yeah. So man was coming back from college. And then I think, you know, like just rowdy days, if someone looks at man the wrong way and then the eye contact is long enough, man will say, what are you looking at? What's going on? So something happened. I think the guy was looking at us funny, but there was like eight of us. And then it got into a bit of an altercation. I think he was kind of like, what, you lot think you're bad because there's bare of you lot? And then we were thinking, all right, fuck it. We're going to rush him, innit? This is like Main Street, Victoria. And then he must have kind of walked into the road. So he's causing bare commotion. It's very loud that there's a fight here on the main strip outside Nat West and shit.
Yeah.
Like, all Westminster school is there, everyone. And then nothing actually happened, but police got bare calls. Like, there's about to be a fight, blah, blah, blah. They got like 13 calls to Scotland Yard down the road.
Neeks.
We walked around the corner, cuffs. Come here, guys. Yeah, we know something's happened there. Then they cuffed the people that weren't involved. Lucky enough, my bridges went the other way. Couple of us didn't actually no one did anything in the first place, but it was like us that weren't really involved. Cool, we got arrested. So man's at the station now. Man's doing press ups. I'm thinking, nah man, I'm going to November and that.
I ain't never done press ups in the show. I'm tired. I see it as an opportunity to catch up on sleep.
I'm thinking of every movie when someone was in a cell, like what did they do to keep themselves like stimulated?
Rack bars or press ups.
Man's there doing press ups and shit. And then they call man into the room or whatever. I've got my brother. He's come to like just witness. Man didn't need to no solicitor. And they were like, oh, like, so who else is involved? I was like, Michael.
This nigga folded.
See you, snitch, snitch.
I was given first, middle, and last name. I don't give a damn. Niggas got home that night. I was in a cell, nigga. No one didn't call me. I said, Michael, bro. I was reading off things.
Nah, fam.
So, they were like, whoa, that's enough. I said, nah, fam. Nah, you need to know
I got more.
But you know what? Obviously, the situation was like, nothing actually happened, didn't it? So I'm not going to say if it was a serious situation, I was on road or snitch. Because obviously, nothing happened, didn't it? So it was like, oh, like your friends that were there. And it was a sense of, oh, nothing happened. I was like, oh, yeah. This person, that person, when I got to college, and they're like, oh yeah, so what they ask you? I was like, yeah, they said this, and then I said your name. Man said, oh, he said his name. I said, can nothing happen, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not taking that time, bruv. I'm mad. I'm trying to get NFA, bruv.
Nah, fam. You might get what's going, fam.
He's going to do time, nah,
you know? Do you know what? How they get you is the way they just start the normal conversation. Oh, what's your name? Start asking you about your family. They start asking me questions about like, oh yeah, okay, and what does your mum do? Yeah. I was like, bro, you not asking bare questions, man. No comment. After that, I said no comment to everything. Yeah. I'm like, no comment. Ooh. Fam, I had to go do a fucking lineup thing.
Well, ID parade.
Yeah, but like they didn't have the ID parade. They had one where it's like they take a picture of you and then they'll show the pictures to the victim, innit?
Yeah, and then
if they pick you out, I was thinking, fam, if this person picks me out,
it's peak. It's long.
I wasn't there. But the reason why I was more confident to not snitch is because I know at work, I was at work during the time.
Do you know what? I got an alibi.
I got an alibi.
Do you not know about Khalif Browder?
I know the name.
No, that rings a bell
in my memory.
It's another one of them mad stories, man.
Killed somebody when they were trying to do something.
Same way, you know, you do them police, not even a police lineup. So basically, one Hispanic dude in America said a black kid robbed his school bag.
Yeah.
This kid was 16 and I think he went to prison for like maybe 3 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't even him. Oh, so he was walking down the street.
And stole the whole bag.
And so the person whose bag got robbed went to his brother and told his brother. His brother was like, we're not having it. We have to get these blacks.
Yeah.
Went to the police on the road and said a black kid robbed my brother's bag. There he is. Any black. Just
wow.
Madness.
Arrested Khalif, 16, did time.
For a backpack.
I think he went Rikers Island as well. You don't know what Rikers Island
is. Yeah. But for a backpack, fam.
Yeah.
Pete.
Whoa. Let me see. What was in that backpack? Years?
School books.
Fam.
Oh my God. You can get jail time for that.
What happened to the judge,
he's going to get excluded, bruv.
Not even just excluded. Like, community service, it was
on the road. But he was sent to Rikers Island for allegedly stealing a backpack.
The courtwoman,
I think the judge was black as well. So 16 years old, Rikers Island. Not a gang member, not gang affiliated. Mad. Did he have autism? I'm sure he had something.
Did he kill himself?
The story goes on, dog. So he was in Rikers Island. You ain't gonna say much. I think he tried to hang himself once, and the what are them people called? Is it not the parole officers? The
correctional officers?
them guys. Mm. So two of them were at his door while he was about to hang himself, and they just watched him. They watched him for a few seconds. He jumped. He's hanging.
Mm-hmm. You lot are dumb. You lot are dumb. I'm not even laughing.
I'm sorry. So he was hanging, and then the correction officers took him off, yeah, and tried to start beating him up. Because he knows there's no
fucking
camera.
Hell, bro.
There's
you no be ca- like, fuck it, just let me fucking hang, bro.
There's no cameras in in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knows there's cameras in the hallway, so he broke out into the hallway and started scrapping both correction officers.
Mm.
Eventually, more correction officers came and held him down.
I said, let me kill myself.
Yeah. Because he's not part of the gang, so they put him in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And they put you in there for months at a time, mm-hmm. where you start to lose your mind.
Yeah.
You start talking to yourself, hallucinating, all of that. At 16 years old, that's what I'm saying. I think I was mentioning before, there's a part of your brain that doesn't develop until you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
The part that allows you to process things as an adult. Even an adult will crack in there.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old will crack in there.
Yeah,
a 47-year-old will crack it.
They
man.
Call it crack. They call it the click or the clicker or something like that. I think Jay-Z was talking about it, and there was like just a quick side note. There was a guy that went solitary confinement, and they said after you've been in solitary confinement for a certain amount of time, you click, and what that means is like you kind of go into that crazy side, but you never come back. So that's after a while, when he was, they found PTSD. Out that he didn't. They found out that he didn't do the crime. They released him, but he never went back to the same, and he ended up committing suicide.
Exactly.
Outside of jail. This is a different person. Okay, but it was person. Just I was just talking about solitary confinement.
So like PTSD can come from simply like he could have had it even not going to solitary confinement because he wasn't a gang member. You've got a lot of gang members who
actually on solitary actually, just one quick one. There's like a room which is like the most silent room in the world. And we were talking about at work the other day. Bruv, apparently you can only be in that room for 15 minutes without like thinking you're going mad. Get the fuck out of it.
Fam, imagine no noise, no feedback.
Go sit in your closit in your house.
Fam, it's completely silent. Like,
just sit there. You can sit in your living room because you know you can turn on the TV.
There's also like noise from the outside world.
Yeah.
You know everybody's there.
Go lock yourself in a cupboard, not just a bedroom, in a cupboard.
Yeah,
for an hour. Just sit there.
And these days, man, I guarantee it'll be 5 minutes. Because once I'm like, bruv, I need my phone.
You'll start. Yeah. These days,
you'll start being quick. Even it's quick me, these days. There's times I notice where my phone's in my hand and I'm not even using it. I throw it. I say, get off me. Because I feel like it's just tapping into me somehow. It's
why am I so dependent on it?
I don't want it. Get off. Leave me 100%. Alone. I leave it in another room. I have to. I really have to physically tell myself, let go of it.
Consciously, you have to do it, fam.
It's mad. I feel like, is there something like it's just a weight on man's body. There's something that, like, it's just as soon as you let go, you feel like a weight's been lifted.
Like a burden's been taken off your shoulders.
I'm back in the real world. But anyway, Khalif, so he's not really a gang member, but I think when you get moved from wing to wing to wing.
Yeah.
So at lunchtime, they'll say, "All right, new kid on the block.
Yeah,
I want his muffin.
Yeah.
He says, "Nah, he's not it's having long. It." Because if you have it the first time, you that's have it forever. It's burial. So he says he's not having it. So they beat him up.
Mm.
Then the next day, "I want your muffin." He's not having it. They beat him up again. He's like, "No, I'm not going to allow this. Like, I'm not going to be in here for something I didn't do." And people are going to
take my muffin.
So every day they wanted his muffin. He said, "No, I'm not having it." There was one time, I think it was like 6-on-1. That's just the first time. Then there was another time, it was like 30-on-1, and there was two correctional officers. And on the camera, it looks like the correctional officers wanted it to happen because basically...
More time they allow those things because will set up and say, make sure he's in that room, so close the room when all of us get in there.
I think Khalif was like, he had been rushed and he was like, "I'm not having it." So he saw that there was a fight in the hallway. He was sleeping. He came out, dropped one ute that beat him up, walked back into his room. He was like, "Got him." The ute was like, "Yeah, cool." They rushed him again. He was like, "Yeah, cool, say niz." Pulled up on him again, banged him in the face. But he kind of flopped, because in that space where he banged him was all that Don's guys, innit?
Oh, man.
About 50 of them started.
It was one-on-one.
two correction officers, they was getting him off. They put him in another room, shut the door. a couple. Then now the correction officers are supposed to move everyone in that
block
out, put them in their cells. Mm. They didn't do it. Two youths kicked the door open. They started rushing him again.
Hmm.
He was mad. He was like, "Nah, this is bullshit." Eventually got out. Obviously, he eventually got out.
Hmm.
But the PTSD was a lot that he felt like the police were watching him.
Yeah.
So there was one day he was in his house and he told his brother, I think he was adopted as well.
Mm. Mm.
Can't remember what happened to his parents. They may have either died or been drug addicts. Can't remember. But he was adopted and so were his siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So he was looking out the window and he said, "Come look, they're watching." They saw an unmarked black car outside the room. All of this for a book bag.
Yeah, this is madness when
Why
you think
the
about
fuck
it.
Are the you surveilling the origins, my house because I allegedly robbed a book bag, which I didn't, at 16.
Cool. It's crazy.
So now his brothers, they're not struggling from any PTSD or any nothing. They can see the unmarked black van outside the house. They're like, okay, he's not lying. Every now and again, he gets into a little scuff because he's either protecting someone or he feels like someone's chasing him. I think he ended up in a block. PTSD got him. He thought he was back in solitary confinement mentally. So he was finished. Mm. As a kid, he didn't get to live out his, you know, the rest of his teenage years. Boom, boom, boom.
That's mad.
He was in the house once punching holes in the wall. And eventually,
mentally, he's gone, bruv.
And his mum also had a heart condition, if I remember correctly.
But so that's his foster mum, baby.
Yeah.
His foster mum. She was trying to fight for justice, basically, because he was so badly affected by prison, wrongfully sent there. None of the judges did it. Like, his case was postponed so many times over a book bag. It was like, the person who said the book bag was robbed was Mexican, I think. Never got called in as a witness. He went back to Mexico. So all of the time she was meant to go to court, it was postponed because they couldn't find the witness.
They couldn't find the guy.
But it's like, if you can't find the witness,
let
brother,
man go,
let
man.
Me just out, man out.
Yeah, clearly he don't care about it. He's not trying to press charges anymore.
And a fucking book bag, Rikers Island.
Fam, this
anyway,
is mad.
So he's, Khalif Browder's, I think he's died now. I think Jay-Z has a part to play in the story, but it's all on Netflix. Khalif Browder's died now.
Mm.
And basically, there's a vine outside of his bedroom. He hung himself.
Yeah.
He hung himself in his room.
Yeah, I thought so.
This might be the same person.
He was downstairs. He said...
He said
to his mum, "Mum, like, you all right? Yeah, you good?" Knowing that, I can't do this anymore. I'm off, innit?
Mm.
Gone upstairs to his room. He's flung himself out the window, hung himself. His mum's come out into the garden, seen her son hanging, called the police, boom, 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 cut him down, taken to hospital. And now there's a vine that grows outside of the window that he hung himself. And his mum is, even after he's died, his mum's still fighting, with a heart condition, still fighting for justice for her son.
Mm.
And eventually she's died.
Mm.
And it's just like, that's America for you, you know?
Mm.
Fam, they'll just wait for you.
And that's the thing. They'll wait for you. They knew she had a heart condition. So the more they postpone this, the likelihood of her going and them never having to revisit the case. Because even the siblings are like, "I lost my brother and I lost my mum. I can't even be bothered to fight for this."
Yeah.
It's long, you know.
Bruv.
It's fam, mad.
The mad shit that happens, like, just as like, bruv, I could never live there. And we'd be fighting ourselves.
Like, we know, not even that we know, we get less time for killing ourselves. And we get no justice when they kill us. And it's like, why the fuck are we killing ourselves?
Yeah.
They already
we
do
need
it.
To
they
be on the same
kill
page.
Kill us mentally, physically, all of that.
Fam, we need to be on the same page. I found out just the other day, I was watching this stuff, especially what you said about like T.I. and Big Mike and all that
Killer
stuff.
Killer Mike.
Yeah, sorry. I said Big Mike. Big man. So what T.I. was saying is that in terms of reparations, a reason why we can't, not saying that they shouldn't give it to us, but a reason why they couldn't get reparations in America is because you have to give it to a nationality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not a nationality.
And
yeah.
Man ain't on the same page, man. Black, African,
we said this before, where we need, let's have 10 things that we want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no yeah, your word.
No one ain't say shit.
When it We're came so to Black Panthers, they had their 10-point system of what they wanted. Damn. Do we have that?
We're so good at being emotional when it comes to race, but we have no action.
No action.
As soon as race is involved,
It's mad. We don't know where we're... We'll they don't know where they're heavens. From in terms of America. They don't have their nationality there. They can't say, oh, African-American is a nationality or black is a... No, you can't do that. So it's like, at least with the what's it called? The Native Indians, they know what they are. Do you get what I'm saying? So, because they're not even on the same page, it's like, we will need to get on the same page first of all.
But that's the smartest of them dons, where they say, yeah, you can't have your reparations unless this.
It's madness, man. We'll just find it's a so loophole. Smart, we need to give it to a nationality. What's black? What's African American? Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, I just know I couldn't live there. But then I've even thought, right, let's say in terms of like Britain, like London, obviously where...
What are reparations though?
Obviously reparations is to do with paying back like what you've done wrong to a certain group of people.
So it's like the 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. But
40 acres is a lot, you know.
Yeah, it is a lot, but also 500 years of fucking slavery is a fucking lot.
Like it's like a lot that is too much. It's a lot that imagine all of us had our fucking 40
acres. It would have to be its own place, fam. Call it nigger town. Just call it black place.
It's mad. If everyone collected 40 acres, it'd be mad. Wow.
It'd be mad.
But, and a mule, but they don't actually even have that to give.
Yeah.
They don't.
They did.
At the time. But then we had Seneca Village, no?
Yeah.
Like, learn what they did. Yeah, they probably could have given it and then taken it some other way, found the loopholes.
They found a loophole. Look where we are today.
Yeah, it's been but a from that same, what was it, the revolt conference thing or whatever. Yeah, they were talking about how I think I can't remember which one said it now, but anyway, she said that the black people who are organized. Are too elitist for those that they speak about. So it's like
there's a disconnect.
Yeah. So the ones of us that are like trying to say we're fighting for our people.
Yeah.
They will look down upon the people that are really needing that help.
Right.
I say look down.
Okay, but they don't. Like they say, oh yeah, like as a community, we need to do better. We need this. Blah blah blah. But they won't go and listen to the opinions of the strippers and whatnot. And yeah, what she was saying is like those are the people that really need it, innit? But the ones that are organized enough to come together and stuff, they will go on their Congress thing and start looking at the bigger issues and then start tackling, oh, we need to get Trump, da 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 da. But they're not actually tackling
there's
what's
some
going
issues
on
like right down there. And what they said is that with black people, it's a bottoms up thing. Like we need to look at what's going on at the bottom because where politics is about the people. So if we actually look after people at the bottom, they will start to like uprise and they'll start to look at some more issues as layer by layer. But if we look top down, it's never going to work. Mm. It's never going
to
filter through.
It'll get to a certain point
never filter through. But I realised, the fact that, you know, you got this thing with Revolt, you got Diddy, his own like network, and you've got them talking about their politics in America. I was like, are we lacking this in the UK where we're not even talking about politics on this level with like artists? Like, let's say, for example, I don't know, Stormzy. I'm not saying that he should. This is not his right or he has to or he shouldn't. But it's just a sense of like, we got some successful people in powerful places. We need to start doing this shit now.
Yeah.
Before we let it get to a point where it's so fucked that there's nothing we can do and we're just talking about issues that are going on. Because I don't know if we're discussing politics enough. But it's almost like we don't even expect people at that level to talk about politics, but they got the most power.
A lot of us never thought politics would affect us.
Nah, never. As a kid, you're like, nah, it doesn't even matter anything. Go vote. Man, half the time, man don't even know everything that man's voting for. Man don't know about approaching politicians with a list of an agenda.
I've never voted with the knowledge of what the person that I'm voting for is actually doing. I've just known my mum said vote
Labour.
I'm voting
Labour. And that's it. A man don't even know if Labour's going to benefit us anymore. It's just been a generational thing.
It's just generational.
And I've just realised, hold on, obviously the first time where it came into power was like with Jeremy Corbyn when he got his chance with young people voting. But fair enough, again, that was just, we was told to. But what about an actual debate? What about like people that we respect? It don't have to be just musicians. It could be a Carla. It could be all these people.
It's even the maddest thing where you watch and having this open forum every 6 months and...
Yeah, like we don't know enough.
You hear an argument and you clap for a person that you resonate with and then that's about it.
I'm kind of upset with myself because sometimes I'm like, why don't I know enough?
I don't.
Like,
it's so hard to know, is enough even enough? You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much to know.
The thing is, we'll never know everything. Because even I was having a debate with my girl about this as well the other day. Because we were talking about Brexit. It wasn't even that we were talking about. We were talking about something else. But then Brexit got involved. And she was like, because it's not right. Because, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about taxes. Mm-hmm. I was saying, it's actually mad that we don't get to decide at all where
our taxes go. Jay Cole said that.
And she was like, nah. App. If we have the freedom, we'll do stupid things with it. I was like,
it could just be choices.
That's what I said.
J. Cole said we should have.
J. Cole said,
we should have. I can't remember what song it was.
App on the screen.
App on the screen. You could just pick where it goes through this month.
Yeah,
like, we're not going to say things like free travel.
Thank you.
We're still going to say
bitch. I'm
100% to the NHS and da da da.
Yeah, NHS is covered. Let that be greyed out. Like NHS is 100% there. And then
I said to her, what would make sense is, we're paying 20% in taxes.
Yeah.
All right, government, you take 10% and then we choose where the other 10% goes. But we have a list because I know there's some people that'll be like, fuck that. I want to do stupid shit.
100%.
But if we can at least see all the options within our own community and be like, this is the area I live in. Can I give it to this school? There's a pothole. Can we go to that pothole? Fix that.
Hello, doctor.
With Brexit, people just don't know enough to make the right choices and stuff that. But when she mentioned it, I actually started thinking, but this is politics though. They're not going to ever give us the full picture.
Never.
The reason we didn't understand Brexit enough is because they started doing shit and saying words that we've never heard and shit.
They speak the parlance, they speak all that jargon, and you're like...
And then after it goes through, that's when they come with, by the way, this here's is the what small print. Yeah,
do you know what gets me mad? Low key, I'm not... Fuck it. People went university, and studied fucking politics. The university I went to, if I popped my head into a politics class, I would have seen a lot of black kids in there.
Yeah, there was quite a lot still.
But you come out the other side... Do you know what? It's probably this is more my issue is that people don't use their fucking degree, bruv.
I'm sitting here. You're probably not because you're doing your degree, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing podcasts, but this nigga actually works in advertising and marketing. Yeah. Whereas me, I did sports therapy. I was like, I ain't rubbing no more backs. Fuck that. I'm not doing it no more.
People are not using their fucking degree. They cut
And uni is useless. Oh my God. Have you heard the story about this woman, Kira?
Who's that?
On the news. I was just at my girls, turned on the TV, the news was on. I was like, let's just keep it running. It's getting older. Keep it running. Keep it on. Yeah. Keep on.
No, I woke up in the morning, I think it was Wednesday. My mum was back from Nigeria in the living room watching the news. I walked in and I heard something. I think I heard someone got run over on the train tracks. I said, wow. Mm. I went to brush my teeth. I came back in. Someone else got run over. So I'm thinking,
what's going on? Everyone jumping in front. Fam. What's happening? Man's watching the news. It said that, I can't remember what university it was, but this woman's name is Kira. I think she died a few years ago. She went to university and she had whatever mental issues. She had an overdose at one point. Let's say 3 months before she hung herself, because she killed herself, she had an overdose. But the university didn't inform the parents that she had an overdose.
Aye.
So I'm like, what's going on here?
But what did she die of?
She hung herself, but 3 months before she hung herself, she had an overdose. She tried to kill herself. She attempted to kill herself, and they didn't tell the parents.
Well, nobody informed the parents.
I don't know if maybe no friends or whatever, but either way, she's gone to hospital. They fixed her up. She's back in uni. Obviously, maybe she didn't tell the parents, but the university did not tell the parents that this has happened to your daughter. Huh?
Are the parents suing?
Yeah, they're suing now.
Obligated to?
But my thing is, you should be. We're paying all this money. How can you not tell my fucking parents that I tried to kill one? What kind of bullshit is that, bro?
You know what? I'm a prick because, you know, in secondary school, you'd get detention.
Yeah. And what? And they shouldn't.
No, not that they shouldn't. But there comes a level of independence, innit?
Yeah, I hear that. So, obviously, they're their own guardian. Yeah, I hear that because they're over the age of 18. But at the same time, fam, we pay all this money. Fuck all that guardian shit. But tell who, man's parents,
fam. Who knew of the overdose? The hospital or the university?
The university knew of it. Okay, and obviously the hospital would have as well. But
they should have an emergency contact. There should be a sense
of
right.
By the way, even then, where's just the care? Like, think of Top Boy. The woman's coming to the mum, like, are you okay? Just care. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, where's the care of, right, you know, Kira tried to, are you okay? Like, have you heard about this? Fam, the university didn't say anything. So now they're suing. But I'm like, man, send a kid to uni, they're paying $9,000 a year. Mm. And they're not even looking after the students. What's going That's on? Mad. It's craziness, bruv. I just couldn't believe it. I don't even know if I want to send my child to uni or make them value uni to the point of they have to do it. But that's making me think, rah, so when you're even in uni, you paid $9,000 to kill yourself.
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense is that, bruv?
That's crazy, bruv.
It's mental, bruv. It's crazy. And they'll just say by law, that's what happens. The law doesn't benefit, man. The law keeps man in a box. And then when we want to use it and say, rah, by law, that shouldn't be illegal. They'll say, nah, by law, we're not allowed to tell you anything. It just goes, it's up and down, fam. You can never win. You never win, bruv.
There's always loopholes, bruv.
Loopholes, that's and they use it as well.
I love suits because that shit is just like showing you because they're using laws.
Yeah. You can use the law against the law.
Fam, it's so mad. It's like the same fucking textbook has the loophole maybe right a paragraph below, bruv. So say you can't do this up there. But you can if you do it like this.
Yeah, it's allowed. If you know how to interpret it, it's fucking mad, bruv.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? Something funny that I saw the other day, I've realised if Jesus was to come, we're not ready. We're not fucking ready. You know what's so funny?
We're not finished fucking about
yet. If Jesus comes, we're not ready and it will happen again. We'll fucking put him on the cross again. We won't believe him.
Yeah.
The other day I'm walking to work.
Jesus will walk on lava.
Nah. I saw Dynamo do it, fam.
How could you not believe the Son of Christ? How could you not, like, the Son? How could you not believe Lord's Son? I look at the Bible and I'm like, hold on. Actually, real life, if man was to come again, would we believe it?
Nah.
The other day, I was walking at the bus stop, It was fucking mad. Walking. This guy was shaking at the bus stop and he said, I have arisen. Fam, I sidestepped and I just went on my way. You think I'm staying around? You know, you're fucking mad.
You'll read in like 57 years the book of Jaden.
Jesus
was shaking at a bus stop and a passerby assessed. I said in the book of James.
Man, I sidestepped that motherfucker, bro.
The newest disciples, cuz.
Tim, get walking on my way. I've got work today. I ain't got time to die, bro. Man said, I have arisen. And what's mad? There was one woman just sitting on the bus. I said, can you see he's arisen, bro? Fucking leave her, bro. What's wrong with you? What are you doing, bro? Down the way.
Fam, we find it hard to believe anybody, bro.
Anyone.
Like, even my girl was telling me, like, where she works, somebody told her that he's got a house in Ghana and shit like that, and like free cars and like free houses or whatever.
Yeah,
but he's working security here, innit?
Mm.
She's like,
I don't believe it. It's mad. It's not as simple as that. That's actually attainable.
Yeah, it's attainable.
I won't believe.
Like, I was like, nah, it's not possible. For somebody to come and say they're Jesus now, bruv,
you have to prove it.
You have to prove it.
Show me God. Mad.
Show me
it's
the holes, bruv? Show me your wrist.
You have to prove it. I'm sorry, Jesus. You just gonna have to prove it.
I'm gonna prove it, fam.
Turn this water to wine, nigga. Turn this water to wine. I'm trying to drink tonight. What are you saying? I'm turning up.
We turn some rosé, please. Some fucking Ace of
Nigga,
space.
Turn it to Ace. So you say, welcome to the party.
Bible on my hip.
It's mad. Let's get it.
Fam, it's mad.
Aye.
It's mad. Do you know what? I'm still curious. Cause a while ago you said there's this thing that you want to do. Where something happened to you, but you needed more people to do it with. Do you remember?
Oh,
you said something happened to you.
Shit.
What was it? You said you wrote it down, bruv. You wanted to do it at the live show, the show before the live show, then at the live show, and you still haven't done it.
Oh man.
What's your phone?
Oh man,
it might.
That's rubbing his head like it's gonna come to him, fam.
I don't know. I'm gonna
something happened to you, it's like a game or some shit.
A game.
Not a like game. A game game. But do you know what happened to me? I had the maddest diarrhea, boy.
Fam, my belly. Wait, hold on. When was this?
Monday.
Fam, what did we eat on the weekend? Was I with you on the weekend?
You have to have been. We recorded.
Yeah. Fam.
We were recorded on Sunday.
Because I was I finished.
My belly's been moving mad. But I remember I was going to Amsterdam the next day, yeah? Fam, I got home. My belly was moving mad at work and I got home, yeah? And then I had Chinese. And you know them shits, yeah? I was in a hoodie. And you know them shits where you have to shit topless? So you know when you're taking off your hoodie quick and you just shake it off your shoulders? So I'm in the toilet. Sat down. Slid out of me, bro.
Damn, I don't know what happened. And I
was
on,
just before the flat, I was like, nah, I need to get Imodium, yeah? But if I...
He was in bits. But he start thinking of cures.
But if these lot see me get Imodium, they're going to be looking at man like, wah. Like was my colleagues was with me. Even Ray Black was there.
No, but that's what we need. We need to stop having shame, fam. That's the reason why niggas ain't going to get themselves checked up. Because they're thinking, who's going to see me?
Nah, yeah.
Fam, go get your Imodium, fam. Because, you're fucked.
Nah, do you know there's a difference between a regular shit, and diarrhea, bruv?
Fam, I feel less shame in diarrhea, bruv.
Yeah, because there's actually a problem here.
Yeah.
I can actually
Listen.
I can get work off.
Yeah. I didn't go work on Tuesday.
I had to go Amsterdam.
Yeah,
just before my flight as well. I woke up at 5 a.m. I shit. I got to the airport. I shit again. I was shitting, bruv. Fam. I got to Amsterdam. I shit again, bruv.
you are at least shitting.
And then I did something dumb. They said they want to get tacos and burritos.
You fucking idiot! I said, give me. It's a jalapenos in there, please.
Yeah.
Got some guacamole.
They was asking me, do you want mild
or hot salsa? Please.
I said,
fucking idiot.
She said, do you want to taste it first? She put it on a tortilla chip, innit? I had it, yeah. I said, all right, cool. It started to pick up in heat. She asked me a question. I said, She said, what's the problem? I said, it's hot. It's hot. I said, put more. I didn't want
fucking
to do
hell, bruv. At least you got to shit, but I was finished. I didn't go work on Tuesday, bruv. It was like Tuesday 8 a.m. like 3 a.m. Bruv, I woke up and I was like, my belly's hurting. Bruv, I swear I shat 4 times in one.
Bro.
Like that's man. All at the same time.
Diarrhea is
it's like bad. It came out and I was like, okay. But let me give it a second, innit? Alright, cool. Another one. I was like, bruv, that was too much to be like, just
And another one.
I was like, nah, this is mad. So I'm thinking, cool, it's settled now. Let me go back to bed, innit? So I've gone back to bed and I've woken up to go get ready for work, innit? And I'm thinking, bruv, why am I my belly was so bloated. My back was hurting, bruv. Fam, it's like my belly was pushed. I don't understand. I can't even explain it because I was hurting from my belly, yeah, down to like just below my bum, bruv. Like my thighs and shit was hurting. My hamstrings were hurting. And I was like, what the fuck's going on, fam? Spinal. I went to bed, yeah. Again, I called in sick. I was like, nah, I can't make it, innit? But I was thinking, I'm just going to have diarrhea. It's going to go. Bruv, I didn't shit again till like yesterday, bruv.
Yeah.
Bruv, that's I don't real know food what the fuck fam. Happened.
At this age, yeah, shit as much as possible. We used to
I'm
get
trying
it.
To.
All of that shit.
I'm trying
toxins.
To.
All right, get it out.
Lactic acid.
My God.
Your body can't break it down the way you
it should. It can't. It got. I was in bruv. Pain, severe pain, bruv.
Man will be on the toilet for 2 hours, bruv.
Fam.
Just letting loose.
Letting
bruv.
Go.
Just get fam. Out of me, bruv.
Oi, shit, boy.
Being a kid was actually fun, fam. You could get away with shitting yourself, you know.
Fam. I remember one time, I'm not going to say his name, but somebody we know actually shat themselves in primary school. Oh, bruv. And he tried to make it seem like it wasn't him. I was thinking, bruv, you smell like shit, bruv. I won't forget this. You know, I don't know why. I don't remember a lot of my childhood, but there's certain things that I just won't ever forget, bruv. Like, you shat yourself and you tried to come back in class. Because you shat yourself during lunchtime, playtime. And you've come back in the queue, like, we're going into class. And you're in there smelling like shit. And the teacher's like, somebody shat.
Someone shat. And you're teaching your piss.
Fuck sake. Because as a teacher, you're an adult and you can deep it more than the kids.
Fucking idiot, bro.
One of these kids, yeah, shat themselves. Yeah.
But, bro, even on the plane, you know, if you've ever had diarrhea, yeah, on the plane as well, you're thinking this pilot better take off properly.
Yeah. None of this higgy hagger business, bruv. Take off in a straight line, bruv. You're fucking up the takeoff. Like, if you fuck up the landing, okay, cool, that's understandable. But if you're fucking up the takeoff, bruv, you know, and you're at the back, so you can't even shout, man. All you can do is look down the aisle, like, bruv. You're right, bruv.
Okay, you're peeking,
bruv. Fucking take off properly. Bruv? This guy's all turning. Bruv! I'm sideways, bruv.
That's mad.
Take off the straight line, bruv. I mean, I'll shit on the plane as well, bruv. And you know when you're in there, someone's always
waiting there.
I've never taken a shit on the plane,
knocking, bruv.
I've never taken a shit
and
on
I don't
want
to say I'm coming or a coach. Because I'm not ready.
Nah,
yet,
coach is dead. I've never had
shit on the coach.
I've never taken a shit on a plane or a coach.
Because everyone knows it's you, and you've fucking the whole fucking trip.
The whole journey.
You don't want to shit on the coach, bruv.
That's peak.
I don't even want to piss on a coach. That's how, like...
Oh, more time, dangerous. The toilet is non-existent. It's obsolete.
You really have to, like, collect a serious equilibrium in that toilet. You have to hold on to something and piss, bruv. Because it's not safe.
Yeah.
You'll come out of piss on your chair. You pull up to the driveway, like, bruv.
It's not as smooth as a plane, bruv.
Fuck's sake, bruv. Simple motorway, you can't drive, bruv.
There's no bumps. How are you bumping, bruv?
Fuck, bruv.
And driving on hard shoulder.
M1. What are you doing? It's straight, bruv. Fucking doing. What are you lot trying to... I've been hearing the word more like unlearn. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What is man trying to unlearn? Like, that was taught to man from like a child.
I've been unlearning.
No, but you heard about it, but that's not something that affects you every day. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or at least it doesn't.
There's bare things from it that you're trying to unlearn. That derive from it. And black man, give a fuck.
Because unlearning.
Be angry if I want to, bruv.
I've been unlearning just literally whatever your parents have taught you from African household about, nah, don't do this, do that. Don't do this, do that. Whereas you know within yourself, whatever they're telling you to do is not what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Unlearn that shit, bruv. Because for me personally, it's like, I wouldn't be doing this videography stuff if I didn't
start.
Had
it been down to just listen to your parents.
Yes.
No way.
No way. But all of that shit of you can't do it.
Yeah.
Bruv, like there's so many people that are in that world of, nah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Parents don't teach
about being happy enough.
Nah,
they teach
don't.
About go to uni, be a lawyer, be a doctor, make me proud. But I don't think they teach about what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I don't think
that's really unlearning though.
No, that's not really unlearning. That was just a side note. But in a sense, you've had to unlearn the fact of you shouldn't do anything apart from being a lawyer or a doctor or something that requires you to go to university.
Honestly, I've thought about this before, because one time I was actually thinking, "Wow, man's actually doing videography. Man left my job, and then got another job doing this, bruv.
Yeah,
like that's mad." And I was thinking, "Bruv, my dad told me nah, he's gonna pay 10 bags for me to go study a master's.
Yeah,
bruv, man didn't want to give me 2 bills to buy a camera.
It's mad. It's actually mad when you think about it.
Black are really trapped on this university.
And look at that. They won't even look after you when you're there, fam. This Kira girl killed herself. Now they're trying to do opt-in schemes. That was another thing where you opt that your parents can know about what's going on there. Tell me what fucking child is going to sign that. I don't want my dad to know what I'm doing, bruv. Mm. Or my mum to know what I'm doing.
They're really strong up on this. Yeah, go to university and everything will be lit.
It's mad, bruv.
But again, we've already done it. So in terms of unlearning it, maybe it's unlearning it in the sense that it's not by force our kids go to university.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we've already kind of started that process. I feel like our generation is just way more forward thinking than they were, but I don't even blame them for that, because their
just
generation, they just got here.
They were just here.
Hey, we're trying to do whatever we can to even stay.
Yeah, it's down to I think the next generation, like our kids, is where it really matters. This is where we've got a choice now.
Yeah,
this is where we now choose where we live. Mm. We choose what schools we want our kids to go. Like we're actually in control here. We've got a chance to make a difference, and be those parents that we wanted when we were younger or that we needed. Not saying our parents didn't do what we needed, but they were just parents. They didn't show affection or they did whatever they did and made us have these values today. But we can actually be like, fuck it. This will be right for our kids or this will be right for me.
Mm.
I just feel like there's certain things man needs to unlearn. Even just the way we view each other. Just yesterday, when I said, rah, everyone's doing t-shirts with prints on it. And he was like, oh, well, it's kind of like Ralph Lauren and that. They all copy each other. And I was like, that's true. I was like,
yeah,
I looked at a local brand as copying the other brand, but fucking hell, I've just seen Prada's got a fucking shoe
Balenciaga
like...
shoe.
They've got a shoe like fucking Prada's McQueen's. And McQueen's got shoes like Adidas.
Probably the biggest thing that we need to unlearn is hating.
Hating, like how? Like hating
well,
or what?
That, in a way, that's individual.
What you was doing was not hating, but you was... It's not really criticism, but it's
I would say I was criticizing. I was questioning
doing
it.
The same thing,
because I like the design.
No,
I didn't
it's
say
critical.
This is
you can be the critical,
keep,
though.
But I don't think it's critical in the sense that oh, it's shit.
No, I don't think it's.
That's hating.
I don't think I don't think it's questioning because questioning you should question to learn, innit? And me, I barely believe anything anyone tells me or anything I read.
Yeah, I have to question.
I don't
everything.
Know who the fuck wrote it. Or who the fuck is trying to push an agenda? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
And Jotis,
I don't know who wrote it, bruv. Why the fuck should I believe you? You know?
Yeah.
You tell me whatever the fuck you want.
Word.
But now you've told me and I believe you. Now I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And you're just lying. So fuck that. Then I think it's closer to hating and it's. We don't question or we don't criticize or we don't hate on Armani, Ralph Lauren, Louis Vuitton, all of these white brands.
Yeah.
But as soon as two black people have a print and a word across a t-shirt, we're like, they're all doing the same thing. But as soon as all of them luxury brands have the
man
same
will even go
thing,
to the one that's that costs more and say, this is the real one.
They all go to the same manufacturers. They all go to the same fashion shows and pick the same designs. How many times Zara and Balmain have the same biker jean design, but we don't give a fuck?
That's
we
why
buy
I buy Zara.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I go for Zara. That's why I go for Zara. I'm old
it's
enough
the
to know.
Thing
fuck
is
that.
Biker jean. Word. Exact same thing. One costs £50, one costs £1,000. As soon as two black people say, here's my tee for £20. Nah, it's the same as Donnie's.
God. Oh, please.
But that's the thing, though. But the thing is, what you're saying. I'm trying to word it correctly because it's like I'm gonna say it from my point of view then because I can't speak for everyone else.
Yeah.
But from my point of view, I do the same thing to Roadman making tees that I do to Balmain and that because I'll see that and I'll be like, that's a plain white tee, bruv. That's like, why am I gonna buy
it's
Balmain?
£5.
Yeah,
fam, I'll give you
like,
£5.
I'm not gonna go do that, innit?
Yeah.
Like unless I wanna just splash like for fun or whatever. Like sometimes I might be like, okay, yeah, that's nice. Let me do that.
But do you know?
I wouldn't call it hating.
Is
if I say next man from Rhodes.
White people in Hollywood can make the same love film 50 times.
I'm with you here.
I agree.
I'm with you here.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. It's all love film. As
it's
soon
all
as
the same.
There's two black films about love, oh my God, they're all making the same film.
Yeah.
It's like, bro.
Yeah.
I agree.
White comedy, it's all the same thing. It's the same actors.
I agree.
White action film, it's just shooting gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I agree.
Just robbing a bank.
I agree.
As soon as there's the intent and there's power and there's Top Boy,
they all do
crime.
They all do
but
the
there's
same.
The best man. Yeah. There's the best man holiday.
Yeah.
There's Think Like a Man.
We've been having rom-coms for ages. Pointless
We've
movies
been had
for years.
We've got horror films. We got psychological thrillers.
Yeah.
We got comedy, romantic comedy.
Some of them are trash.
Some of these
like, this,
trash
some
too,
of this, some of this good.
Shit.
Garbage that I don't want to say. Well, I'm gonna call it Black Hollywood. Like the good garbage that comes out of Black Hollywood sometimes is amazing. Bro.
Yeah.
I watched one film and I think her name is Drea Michelle. She was in one film. Yeah. When I see this film was so trash, it was so good.
They
even ran out of budget. I'm gonna ruin it. Spoiler alert, fam. The end. Yeah.
I'm sad at the end
because it's just so funny as well. I was like, they ran out of budget. They actually had to say, this is the end. Fam, it's like she was beefing the guy, but then his other girl or whatever ended up in like a wheelchair because they had a fight, innit? She runs up.
Broke his back.
She runs up or something and then like she's basically, the girl's in a wheelchair now, sitting by the pool or whatever, and then she's run, the guy's chasing like, don't do it, or something like that, and then she's pushed the girl into the pool, innit?
What, the girl in the wheelchair?
The girl in the wheelchair.
Right.
But we don't get to see her actually push the girl. We just hear the sound of it, because it goes black.
Yeah.
And you then hear the splash. Clash, and then words come up on the screen like,
well, like, so, to God be the glory.
No. Not even to God be the glory. Explaining what happened next.
She dropped.
She drowned. Yeah, and then this one got locked up for this many years. But it's like, bruv, you ran out of budget, because that wasn't the end of it.
They couldn't set up the next scene with the prison.
That one said, like, "Alright, this is dragging, bruv. Just fucking write some shit at the end. Wrap it up,
pages. They have bare black pages, fam. I was like, are you dumb? How are you going to end the film?
Do you know the greatest ending is Coach Carter?
I can't even remember that ending.
What's the song that they have?
I thought it was the world.
This music can use it. Let it take you away. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. It's easy, but that's okay. Because we hope. No, you don't just cover that.
I wish.
You know they got the black screen there and it's just telling you what happened to everyone.
Yeah. I was there just watching just to go. I said, I wish that was your bit.
That was it.
That is one of the hardest ending songs ever. Like,
just as
hard.
Jokes. You only got like a few songs, you know, like when my earth took a wind, took a fire.
Yeah. Let me get your cheeks wet, listening to Keep Sweat.
Put you in the danger, mate. I was like, what's he talking about? Like, he's rapping. He's a rapping ass nigga. That's my
and
guy.
And everyone does Twisted the same way.
Catch the last word.
Oh shit.
Twist.
What are we saying about Fig though?
What?
Top Boy.
We did it last week. Yeah.
We didn't get into it though. Because remember, we did it last week.
Fuck, say it. Fucking BB. Oh, God. Guys. This nigga's on holiday right now. All right? So we have to do two. The jig is up, nigga. Man said we did it last week.
I didn't.
Nigga.
I didn't
man
read the group chat.
Did we? No, we didn't. We didn't get into. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't read the group chat.
I don't give a fuck. I'm back.
I saw the bullet points. I saw. Yeah, Top Boy. I said, oh, so this week was. Okay, cool. Yeah.
On that Dave shit, I don't give a fuck.
Did you think of that? Did you find back. That game?
No, I didn't.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. I'm going to need to find it. Maybe it didn't matter as much as I thought it did.
No, it matters. I want to know, because I'm curious.
I'll find it. I'll find it, don't worry. But yeah, shit, I got to ease up out of here, because I got some shit to do today. I got some adulting to now. I've got a surprise birthday to go to. I just need to be on time. I've had enough of niggas being late to surprise birthdays, bruv.
Fuck off, man. After you ruined mine, fam.
Yours.
Remember.
How?
Fam, when Cabana in Westfields.
Oh, no, that wasn't my fault, man.
That wasn't
my fault.
Where were you going?
Look, I was going to get Sarah, yeah? Look, everyone was like, Sarah's lost. I said, I don't want to go get her, but everyone's staying still. You know when someone suggests something, but no one actually has a solution? They just say, oh, we need to get Sarah, but everyone's sitting down. Someone get Sarah then. I said, oh, fuck it. Let me go get Sarah. I was like, I hope this nigga don't see me as he's walking. As soon as I come out and turn the left, this guy's walking. He's like, what are you doing there? I'm in Westwood. I'm going shopping. I'll see you in a second, yeah? Shagged this whole thing.
They're in their way for me. I was with my ex at the time. She's like, oh, yeah.
These are his fucking best friends. Just fucking ruined the whole thing.
Oh, my God, fam.
It's Sarah's fault, fam. Shout out to Sarah, though. All right, listen, but plugs again. Make sure you go check VT Watches. Please check that out, guys. Black brand. Black owned, good brand, not even just black.
Yeah,
brand.
Actually a good watch.
Good brand, good watch. Man, sporting.
I went
that
and got
right
the
now.
Switched it up for the black and gold thing as
yeah,
well.
Go
yeah,
go grab a black nice. Joint, gold joint, silver, yeah. All that kind of stuff. More designs coming. 90s Baby Show 10 for your discount. Visit that. And yeah, more shit to come for Black History Month. I want to get some interesting peeps in the place. So 1000% I'll get that cracking. Anything else to plug?
Nope, we good.
You know the theory, bro.
Hello, doctor.
and I run it.